broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for July the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This, ladies and gentlemen, is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. And boy, do we have a row to hoe, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Normally, we do a recap of the previous show. We're going to skip that today because it is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. And ladies and gentlemen, have we got 2 hours of incredible radio for you. Hour one, we have a horrible piece of news that came out from Nevada. Judge Navarro, what an absolute thug. Dishonest as all get out. I think she's bordering on criminal activity, ladies and gentlemen. We'll need to break that down and talk about it. I may have a lot more hardcore rhetoric than some of my guests. Nevertheless, I maintain we're on solid ground on this one. She is absolutely abusive and out of control to the highest order. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, Liberty Roundtable Live has covered Ammon Bundy, the rally that started it all, if you will. I should say the Bunkerville event that started it all, and then the rally, and it goes all the way through to juries over and over and over saying not guilty. The judge finally getting incensed and realizing how abusive and hostile and dishonest and immoral and literally committing perjury on the stand and such, withholding exculpatory evidence to where the judge is sick of it to some degree. You've watched it all as innocent people continue to be abused by an out-of-control government and a media that is literally doubling down on the dishonesty with rare exceptions. As you know, Liberty Roundtable Live has covered this to the best of our ability. We don't want you to hear everything about Ammon. We want you to hear from Ammon. We don't want you to hear everything about Eric Parker. We want you to hear from Eric Parker. We want you to hear what they have to say and the real take on the real stories. That's what we do. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. The reason I bring that up is because one of the premier people to cover what's been going on, she does it in incredible videos. She's there, sun up, sun down, day in, day out, rain or shine, she's there. Andrea Parker, Eric Parker's wife, has just done a stellar job as a citizen reporter giving us the inside scoop. She goes into court every day. She travels from her home to Nevada. She gets in there and she can't take microphones or recordings or things in there, but she's just incredible at her memory. She takes notes. She delivers for us the real story. Listen to one of her clips real quick, then we'll jump to our guests. Here's what she says coming out of the courtroom recently.
All right, so we have the end of day today. We started late at 10:30 because Todd Engel was supposed to be sentenced, even though that was pushed back. After they give the schedule to the jury, they can't change it. One of the most important things that had happened inside today, there was a jury question. The jury question was, why can't we see videos from better angles, from positions where this witness is talking about? They want to see more of these videos. The judge won't let them answer this question. She answers it herself. She says that's not a reasonable expectation. Most cases don't have video or picture evidence and just testimony. What they are doing inside here, we all know that there is multiple videos. There is photo footage. There is so much footage in this case. What she is doing is misleading, purposely misleading the jury to believe that there is not video evidence. What is going on with the prosecution upstairs is they are just bringing in witnesses and showing the same few little clips of videos, few little pictures to get this going. They don't want to bring actual evidence that will go back in the room with the jury, because any evidence they do bring in will show the BLM's misconduct. So they're not playing very many videos, they're not putting in the pictures, and they keep going back to the same few pictures. The jury is picking up on this, and the judge is actually gets on there and says that's an unreasonable expectation. She also goes to say that don't take anything that the prosecution or the defense, the lawyers say as evidence. And she says, if you ever hear an objection or anything like that, don't try to understand what the objections are. Don't try to imagine what the answer would be. That's not considered evidence either.
Wow. Honest, fresh, real-time reporting from inside, on the ground. Andrea Parker nails it. Does it over and over and over, day in and day out, folks. And she's joining us once again on Liberty Roundtable Live. Hi, Andrea.
Sam, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Deliver us the news then. Something crazy happened yesterday that makes me go off, saying, you know what, we've got to create transparency and honesty and accountability here.
Absolutely. You know, we've been waiting for Todd Engel's sentencing for some time, and they finally went ahead and did it yesterday. And the way I hear it, Gloria Navarro ruled on quite a few motions, all the motions that have been waiting to be ruled on, about 10 minutes before she started. So everyone who was in the courtroom didn't get to see her answer, but I believe it was ruling on if Todd Engel and Greg Burleson will get a new trial, and she ruled no on that, and possibly on the Wooten memo as well.
Now, and let me stop you there for a quick point. I don't understand that, because we know the government lied. She even publicly, to the media and to the court, admitted the government perjured themselves. They withheld evidence. They did all these things. Why on earth is there not another trial? Not that I'm for more trials, but we need the truth to come out so that we have a fair and honest and open trial. This is due process 101, so to speak.
Absolutely. And the fact that she brought Greg Burleson from the, you know, he's already been sentenced. He was going to the Ninth Circuit, and she brought him back. He was able to sign on to Todd Engel's motions, and then she just denies everything. So it's a little confusing for us as well. And we just go right into the PSR report and their point system. She had the prosecution and the probation office had the point system at 37 points. They're talking somewhere of 210 months to 262 months is their frame. And then they go right into talking about Todd Engel's Facebook statements. And I'm sitting there really confused, because we know Todd Engel's Facebook, but we also know his actions on the day. And they don't even mention hardly at all his actions on the day, but they read Facebook post after Facebook post after Facebook post saying that we're a nation of laws. And this really just burns me that the prosecution is up there saying we're a nation of laws when they're the ones that withheld the information from this trial. And I really thought that Judge Navarro would be a little more understanding of this, especially since in her response to motions recently, she said that that evidence would go especially to a self-defense and defense of others defense. So I thought that they would get another trial and this evidence would come out, because it released everyone in Tier 1 and in Tier 3, or in Tier 2. So how does it not go also to Tier 3?
And by the way, when we talk about due process of law, we talk about speedy trials. There's no such thing as Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3. There's honesty. There's getting to the bottom of it so that people have their liberty. They're not held against their will forever without being proven guilty. This smacks of abuse by the government from the get-go, by this very tier system that they're openly talking about and using in court and throughout this whole scenario. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking, in my opinion, about rigged trials. Todd Engel literally got sentenced yesterday to 14 years by U.S. District Judge Navarro. Gloria Navarro is out of control, ladies and gentlemen. What made her reverse herself, we're going to get into. But this is tragedy. In my humble opinion, Judge Navarro needs to be impeached. Now, we have a surprise guest with us that I want to get his commentary to as this unfolds. Ammon Bundy, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Sam.
I want your first reactions to Andrea's reporting.
Well, you know, first, my heart goes out to Todd and to his family. And you know, my concern for them and love for them, I want them to know that. And second, I And the close second is I'm extremely concerned about justice and the lack of justice that we see in this case. As you've mentioned, and as Andrea has reported so well upon, Todd did not get a fair trial. And the prosecutors want to stay there, and the judge wants to say that, oh, Todd got his day in court. But that is not what happened. And that is not what happened at all. They withheld the evidence. They misrepresented the truth, the facts in the courtroom. And the jury never was able to see truly what Todd did, why Todd was there. They were not able to know about the First Amendment areas. They were not able to know about the misconduct of the Bureau of Land Management, the comments, the body cams, all of those pieces of evidence that showed the misconduct of the BLM and showed why Todd Engel came. And ultimately, what it boils down to me, I think the best way I can communicate it, Todd Engel and Greg Burleson came, and many others, came to prevent another Waco or Ruby Ridge. And they were successful in that because they acted appropriate, they were peaceful, and now they're being sentenced, Todd, for 14 years, and Greg Burleson for 68 years.
It is an absolute outrage. Navarro should be impeached. We need Donald Trump's help on this. We need a pardon for Todd Engel yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, and many others, but I start there. Ammon Bundy with me, Andrea Parker with us. Hang tight, I got a hard break. We'll come right back. We got to dig into this, folks. I'm telling you right now, this is an absolute outrage.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Andrea Parker, Ammon Bundy, our guests on Liberty Roundtable Live. So, Andrea, was there just an absolute gasp in the courtroom when this went down?
Yes, everyone was very concerned. You know, a lot of people, we all believed that she was going to do something about his sentencing and he was going to get another shot at this, that they may just dismiss everything, and that was absolutely not what we found. In fact, they did talk about Ruby Ridge in the courtroom. They said that Todd Engel was there to try to force another Ruby Ridge upon the officers.
Well, hold on. Force at Ruby Ridge. The only thing that happened at Ruby Ridge that's of significance is the government literally laid siege to an innocent family, and Vicky Weaver, with a baby in her arms, standing in the frame of her own doorway on her own property with a baby in her arms, got murdered by an absolute thug sniper named Lon Horiuchi. And instead of accountability, he got nothing but promotion and praise for his murder. Did that come out?
Well, yeah, and no. But you can see how they view the government's actions here. You know, the government can do no wrong. The prosecution keeps talking, oh, we're a nation of laws, and you need to respect the law. And Todd Engel doesn't respect the law, and he also has this idea that the government's holding him unjustly. Well, yeah, we all have that feeling, because you withheld evidence from a man who was found guilty.
You also ignored a speedy trial. He sat there forever. As well, and you violated due process of law, and then you literally lied in the courtroom to get your fake, dishonest, immoral, unconstitutional prosecution. Furthermore, when it comes to the Bundys and Todd Engel and many others, the only violence that was committed is on the hands of the government, to the tune of tasing and abusing people, right on down to the literal open murder of Lavoie Finicum. Did that come out?
No, they didn't talk about Lavoie. They did talk about, in his PSR, about him going to Sugar Pine Mine, which there was never any charges for Sugar Pine Mine, so I don't know why they would even bring that up, and also him going out to Malheur.
Ammon, I don't even know how to compare this. They literally bring up their former abuses in the courtroom, where the only violence committed was by government, and the only people that are sadly not alive anymore is because of their abuses and violation of the law, and they use this as the upholding of law? Ammon.
It almost seems as if they're delusional, but they truly believe in some way that it is the duty of the citizen to obey and to submit no matter what the actions of the federal government are. They truly believe that, and they argue that in the court, and they prosecute according to that. And it's appalling to me. Some of the things that we saw, we witnessed it, and some of the things that they have said in that manner, that they truly believe that a citizen, a person who is equal to them in every way, born with the same rights and the same privileges as from God, they believe that it is our duty to submit to them. And if we do not, and somehow we are criminals, and it's appalling. And, you know, I could go into detail on that, but that's basically what it appears is Dan Sheets' attitude towards the citizens of the United States.
It is beyond imagination. Now, our good friend Sherry Doval at Readout News wrote an incredible article several months ago, but her headline was so haunting that I want to bring it forward today because I think it's as relevant as it gets. She did an incredible job in the article. You ought to go look at it because she breaks down all the charges and the relevancy and the parameters relating to this whole situation with Todd Engel. But then she asks the question in her headline that I find riveting, that we all need to openly consider, and that is this. Is the prosecution retaliating against Todd Engel? The fact is the government got egg all over its face when the juries over and over and over said not guilty, because the juries realized the hypocrisy on the side of the government. Even the judge had to declare a mistrial, I believe, to get her own hiney out of hot water. But nevertheless, is this literal political payback? I want Ammon's take and then Andrea's.
So, to give just a little bit of background.
Please. Yes, sir.
Question, they arrested, I believe it was around 29, and Andrea can correct me, but I believe all together, both in Oregon and Nevada, it was 29 people. And in Nevada, we had three different trials. They broke us up into three different groups, and the first group went through trial twice because it was a hung jury.
And now, let me just add here, this is the tears that Andrea mentioned before, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, Ammon.
Yeah, and there was multiple trials, I believe 19 charges. And Greg Burleson and Todd Engel were only convicted on a couple of those charges, and all the rest of the charges, they were either acquitted or it was a hung jury. And so, and then all the other defendants and all the other tiers, if you will, the charges were either dismissed or they were acquitted, or they there was some pleas on a couple of the charges for misdemeanors. So what I'm trying to...
But let me stop you there, though, and say any pleas that were taken were on a false premise, too. Let's be clear about that.
Yes, thank you very much.
Go ahead,
what
sir.
I'm trying to help the audience understand is that the government, the prosecutors, were very unsuccessful of prosecuting the charges. And so the only two people that they were able to successfully get a conviction on was Todd and Greg. And they did that off of lying and withholding evidence, misrepresenting the facts, and all the things that we can clearly go through and see that Todd and Greg did not get a fair trial. They were not able to present the truth. But now what they have is they have a conviction based upon lies and all the things that happened. And it's the only conviction that they really got in this whole thing. And they want to put it to them. And they give Greg Burleson 68 years. And now they give Todd 14 years. And yes, it's the only thing they have in all of these cases. Everything else was pretty much, you know, a travesty to them in the courtroom. Because the truth will set you free, and that's what we were able to present. But in Greg and Todd's trial, they were not allowed to present the truth. So,
and that's why we openly call on Donald Trump to provide pardons and prosecute this judge. That's my opinion. What do you think about that, Ammon?
Well, I hate the fact that we have to appeal to the President of the United States for relief.
I agree, but it demonstrates how corrupt the system really is.
It is. I mean, we have to go all the way to Washington, D.C. and plead to one man. That's not the way a republic is supposed to be, you know, set up. But it is the way it is right now. And so I do plead to alleviate the suffering of these men. I plead to the President of the United States to look at these matters again, like you have in other cases, like you did in the with the Hanley. Look at it and see how these men did not get a fair trial. And these men did what was right because of an abusive government under a horrible administration that was devastating to the freedom of so many of us.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what you think of these cases, no matter how you feel about the situation or decisions made by anybody else, remember, the only people dead are at the hands of government. The only violence conducted was at the hands of government. Vicky Weaver, dead. She had a baby in her arms, innocent, and she was unarmed. Fast forward, Lavoy Finicum, literally trying to run to safety to a constitutional sheriff because of your belligerent, out-of-control government that violates checks and balances. They never got there. Why wouldn't we let them go to a constitutional sheriff to discuss things? Because they know the truth shall set folks free. And that's the problem here. Ammon Bundy, I with you plead that President Trump will do something here. I agree. It's a travesty that we got to go to this level. The checks and balances should solve this long before we ever get there. It should be a local and a state matter. But I don't know any other option than to do everything at every level we can, because there is suffering, because there is criminal activity by government officials, because there is cover-up, there is perjury. And the judge knows all this and continues to prosecute. When we get back, I want Andrea's take on this. Ladies and gentlemen, Ammon Bundy's with us. Thank the heavens he's free. Andrea Parker is with us, one of the best citizen reporters from the inside, reporting literally almost daily on this stuff. Incredible stuff. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do all we can, and we need your help as well.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we call on Donald Trump and all government officials everywhere to stand for and demand accountability. Judge Gloria Navarro needs to be impeached, ladies and gentlemen. This prosecution, are they retaliating because the juries and everybody else knows the truth that the Bundys and others are not guilty, innocent, and doing their best to create peace in this nation? Hey, Bunkerville is peaceful because the Patriots went there. The government came armed as snipers, pointing guns at unarmed, innocent people. That's how it all started, folks. Let's be clear. And the only dead people are the people that are suffering abuse at the hands of government. The only people that went to jail for a couple of years, violating due process of law and everything else, are those who are suffering at the hands of a rogue group of agents in government. We need to stand up and right these wrongs big time. I'm calling it rigged trials. Todd Engel sentenced to 14 years. And I asked the question that Sherry Deauville asks at Readout News. Is prosecution retaliating against Todd Engel? It sure looks like it to me. So, Ammon, you are finishing your answer to that. I apologize for the commercial break cutting you off. Let's let you finish, then we'll go to Andrea.
No, I think I, you know, made my point.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make sure you got a chance to finish. Andrea.
I did.
Yes, I believe that they are making an example of Todd Engel. They even said that they need the victims in this case need to have closure and the people need to know that they can't act that way with law enforcement officers. I believe one of the quotes in the courtroom were, we are a nation of laws and we give law enforcement special, it goes to show that they are making an example of Todd Engel. They want to show the people that you can't stand up to your law enforcement, no matter if they're acting unconstitutionally or unlawful. And they're also using it to justify how much money they've spent on these trials. A big part of the courtroom yesterday was the $1.5 million restitution. And Warren argued, he said, $1.5 million is not the law. You know, they say that they were going to take this cattle to pay back $1 million in fines or in grazing fees. Well, how is the restitution on these people $1.5 million when the loss on the government's only $1 million? And he also made a great statement, which I really liked. He was talking about this. He said, this doesn't make any sense. You know, if I was a cattleman and I ran my ranch like this, I would be out of business in no time. You can't spend $1.5 million to recover a $1 million loss.
Now, the Warren person that you're mentioning is the attorney for Todd?
Yes.
Okay, just so everybody understands in the audience, right? I think that they're literally, in these rigged trials, they know they got egg on their face so bad they lost over and over. When the people get the truth sets people free. And this prosecution is literally retaliating because they've got to have something at the end of the day to do two things. One, to keep the government in charge of their tyranny. And number two, though, they want to send fear through the patriot community. When there's fear, ladies and gentlemen, there's tyranny. And that's why I use that word. When there's fear of the government, of the people, we have liberty. I mean, isn't that one of the big tactics they've got going on here, Ammon?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, what they want to say is that the government should never be a fear or feel accountable to the people at all, that the people should be afraid of the government. And we know that it has to be the other way around. The government has to fear the people. You know, if we want to use that term, they have to be accountable to the people. And what Dan Sheese and Steve Myrie are saying, and I think in this particular sentencing of Dan Sheese, the U.S. prosecutor, saying that the government should never feel intimidated by the people. And it's almost laughable when you know the history of what has kept us free for so long in this nation. I mean, these men and these women, you want to say they're just ignorant to literally the what keeps people free, but I don't believe they're ignorant at all.
If they were passive, I would say they might be ignorant, but they are actively going after and terrorizing American citizens, sir. I mean, it's literally terroristic by their nature, by the way they treat people, by the way they abuse people, by the way they interact with everyone. I mean, their goal is to create terror and fear. Right? I mean, it took a bunch of patriots back in Bunkerville just to get them to call off their trained sniper rifles, right?
Yeah, and then they in Todd and Greg's trial and in the second trial, they wanted to insist to the judge and to the jury that there was no snipers. And that's one of the things that Todd was not able to bring up in his trial. Because one of the reasons he went there is because, you know, there was pictures and our family was saying that there was snipers surrounding our home. And, in fact, if I could, I'll read a little bit here to you. Because Steve Myrie and Nadia Ahmed, the U.S. attorneys, they crafted these.
Hold on,
snipers.
Really quick. Say his name again.
Steve Myrie and Nadia Ahmed.
Got it. Go ahead, sir.
U.S. prosecutors in this case. And they crafted the indictment to read as follows. Quote, Bundy family members, particularly wife Carol Bundy, that's my mother, broadcasted messages and images
into cyberspace, falsely depicting BLM law enforcement officers as snipers and claiming that the BLM was using military-like force to threaten them and confine them to their ranch. This propaganda and more like it spread quickly through cyberspace, end quote. And then prosecutors went on to state that, quote, the investigation to date reveals that the BLM had no snipers and no established perimeter ever in or near the Bundy family or property, unquote. And we know that that was a lie to the grand jury, and they continued to push that story to the judge, to the court, and to the jurors. And yet now we know. Let me just read you a little bit out of the actual planning. The official plans in this operation.
Okay, so this is internal government documents with their official plans that we've got released, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm looking here real quick.
Yeah, I'm just giving people the perspective so they understand where you're getting this from and what happened. They tried to cover this up, and we got the pay dirt on it, and that's what Ammon's reading from. The truth of their internal plans, while they were literally lying, they had this playbook in contradiction, literally, to their own statements on the stand, right?
Yes, this is in the official operation plan and the threat assessment for the Goldview impound operation. And so listen to this. Quote, LPOP, which are the sniper team, will be strategically placed at elevated positions around the Bundy residence. They will operate as dual units and maintain a 360-degree visual surveillance of the Bundy residence at all times when feasible. The LPOP teams will wear multi-camo attire and operate as covertly as possible. And then further down it says, quote, LPOP sniper teams will utilize binoculars, body scope, night vision goggles, and thermal imaging devices as appropriate to maintain visual surveillance of the Bundy residents at all times. LPOP teams will have agent-issued rifles with them at all times. Team members will not utilize rifle optics to conduct surveillance unless they identify a threat and deem the use of deadly force may be imminent, unquote.
Now let me stop you there and say, what on earth does that mean? That means they can always claim they feel threatened at any time, anywhere. It's as open-ended as it gets.
But this is their own operation plan, and this is exactly what we saw. Snipers on the hills around our home, pointing guns at our family, in multiple cases, multiple people saw them. We have clear evidence of it, and yet the prosecutors to the grand jury and to the jury in the trial basically said that the Bundy family was lying about it, and that we were sending this propaganda out through cyberspace, and that's why everybody come, because we were lying about this. Well, none of this was allowed to get in front of the jury. None of these operation plans that I just read, none of these things were allowed to get in the jury. And in fact, let me go on if I can. I don't know how much...
You can. Let me take a quick break, Ammon. We'll come right back. We'll let you go on. I want to get Andrea's take on this, too, because when I hear this, it makes me sick. It makes me sick that rogue agents in the government literally are using military hardware and tactics on innocent, unarmed American ranchers. This has got to stop. We'll have Ammon come back, get his comments. Andrea will comment. So will my co-host, Kirk Crosby, in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787... the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation. and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, our guests, Ammon Bundy and Andrea Parker, doing a great job breaking down this horrible situation where Judge Navarro literally needs to be impeached. Is the prosecution retaliating against Todd Engel and the Bundys? And the Patriots, if you will. If we're not careful, this is going to be Operation Prosecute Patriots all over the country if they get this carte blanche, go ahead on this nobody cares scenario. Don't let it happen, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about rigged trials as Todd Engel sentenced to 14 years yesterday. Now, Ammon Bundy is reading from the document while the government's perjuring themselves on the stand, lying to the jury and pretending that they weren't armed and that they weren't doing what they were doing. That's the abuse they gave to the jury when it comes to the Todd Engel situation. He never got to lay out the truth that the government had snipers armed, and that's why he even came in the first place, is, wait a minute, you got a family surrounded by snipers, just like Vicky Weaver being murdered with a baby in her arms. We're not going to let that happen again. That's why Todd showed up, and many others, including members of the CSPOA, and we can vouch on the ground that it is exactly as the Bundys claimed, and the government lied to the public. They also perjured themselves. So now Ammon's going to read from this internal document while they were saying everything that the Bundys were saying was a lie. They knew different. Their playbook shows different. Ammon, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so Larry Wooten, who works for the Bureau of Land Management, he was the lead investigator on this case. And in an email to Andrew Goldsmith, Associate Deputy Attorney General, dated November 27, 2017, Wooten wrote this. He says, so he basically became a whistleblower. He kind of turned on his own people because he saw how bad it really was. And he wrote this in this letter to the Attorney General. The government, Steve Myrie and Nadia Ahmed, relied on factual incorrect talking points and on or about February 15, 2017, misrepresented the case facts about government snipers during trial. It is unknown if this misrepresentation was on purpose or accident. I cannot explain this in detail. Further, he writes, the investigation indicates that there was at least one school-trained federal sniper equipped with a scope magnified optics bolt action precise rifle, another federal officer equipped with scope magnified optics large frame 308 caliber, AR style rifles, and many officers that utilized magnified optics with long range graduated reticles, and that often officers were in overwatch position. And then Agent Wooten goes on to say that U.S. Attorney Steve Myrie covered these facts up because of extreme personal and religious bias and a desire to win the case at all costs. Wooten then says, I feel that he, Myrie, meaning U.S. Attorney Steve Myrie, is likely willing to ignore and fail to report exculpatory military or exculpatory material, extreme bias, and act unethically and possibly deceptive to win. And so, and when speaking to Judge Navarro in open court, Steve Myrie indicated multiple times that, quote, there was no BLM snipers and no plans to use BLM snipers. And then so, but after we uncovered all of this in our trial, after Todd was already convicted, and Judge Navarro basically was trying to get clarification on how there was snipers when she was told that there wasn't snipers and when the jury didn't hear that there were snipers. And Steve Myrie and the other U.S. attorneys, Keith and Ahmed, backtracked and they said it was an inadvertent mistake.
Okay, if it's an inadvertent mistake, then let's just let go of all the prosecutions and let's prosecute government officials now for the cover-up of the mistake and the continuations of prosecutions based on the mistake then. And see, that's what proves that it wasn't a mistake. It's intentional because they continue to carry this out, right?
Exactly. That's the atrocity of all this. It was very clear and open that they lied, that they manipulated, that they withheld exculpatory evidence to the jury. I mean, that they literally just committed crimes in the court, and yet they still stand as U.S. prosecutors, not even with a hand slap. And Todd Engel and Greg Burleson are sentenced to over, you know, decades in prison.
Andrea, your take. In my opinion, this is an absolute outrage. This adds insult to injury because they know the truth. They lied. The judge knows the truth here, and that's what's got me so incensed. I get that the judge might have been deceived at first, but once this stuff comes out, the judge has no defense anymore to continue with this and to literally throw the book at and make an example of and do political payback regarding these cases.
Well, I definitely think that they are making an example of Todd Engel. There is something that happened not yesterday, but the day before in court. So one of the other defendants, Micah McGuire, he took a plea deal for a felony. His lawyer and the prosecution got together and decided to take his felony away and give him a misdemeanor. Well, he had his day in court the day before. And he was sentenced to 1 year unsupervised probation because the judge said she felt he was remorseful. And that, but here at Todd Engel's sentencing, they say he's absolutely not remorseful. And they're making an example of him. And he gets 14 years when this gentleman that never saw a courtroom and plead out to a felony gets it reduced to a misdemeanor and gets a year of unsupervised.
And what about remorseful government agents? They're far from remorseful. They're doubled down and perjuring themselves as government officials.
Well, and that's the thing is that the difference between Todd Engel and Micah is that Todd Engel wouldn't admit that what he had done was wrong.
Wait a minute. If it's not wrong, why would you admit it?
Well, apparently to get a much lighter sentence. And that's what we saw happen with Micah the day before, and then quite the opposite with Todd Engel.
Ammon, I want you to respond to this because this is the critical point. They want you to admit to wrongdoing committing some kind of a crime or some kind of an offense against government when that's not the truth.
Well, that's what this whole system is designed. You know, we suffered in there for 2 years. Many of us, the family, my brothers, my dad, my friends, Eric, and Todd Engel's been in there. And the whole thing is designed to break you down, to take a plea, to basically admit to something that you did not do. And if you're not willing to admit to it, then they, you know, they come and basically press further, try to punish you and hurt you further. And that's what this whole thing is designed. It's not about correcting, you know, a penal system that basically keeps society good with each other. It's not about justice. It's not about anything. It's about those people having power, and anybody who challenges those power, that power is punished in their system. And I challenge, you know, people to go to the Declaration of Independence and read the complaints of the people at that time. And compare them to what is happening. Compare them, you know, they talked about mock trials. They talk about, you know, law enforcement at that time. They didn't call them law enforcement, but basically killing innocent people and then being protected in that. All of these things we see are happening in this case and in many others across this country. Basically, those same complaints, those same atrocities, those same abuses are once again rearing their ugly head.
Amen to that. Andrea Parker, what's next then?
Well, actually, they decided that they were going to continue arguing the $1.5 million restitution, and they set that for September. And then Eric Parker and Scott Drexler, I believe, going for their sentencing of their misdemeanors on August 9th.
Our prayers are with them for that, because there's no telling what the thug judge is going to do in that situation either, right?
Absolutely not. You know, we were really positive thinking going into Todd's sentencing, and she just threw a monkey wrench in the whole system, and now we don't even know what to think that's going to come to us. I mean, she could decide that they're not going to do time served, and he could go back to jail for a year. I think that's probably the worst-case scenario. So it's very nerve-wracking to be still dealing with this over a year after they were released, after the 2 years of being held. So this is like the ongoing, ever holding over our head situation. But we are in a much better place than Todd Engel was. And one of the other things I want to mention is when they were talking about Todd Engel's point system, they were actually using some of the verbiage, some of the other charges that he was not found guilty on. He actually got up and was arguing this himself with the judge when it was his time to speak. And she said that he didn't understand the system. And this is the problem, is that you go into these courtrooms and they make the law so confusing, and they make the courtroom so confusing that you have to have a degree. You have to be part of the bar to even understand how to work it. And she said, I don't think you understand this. I don't think you understood it when you were trying to represent yourself. And the fact that he was not acquitted of those charges, then they can still use the verbiage of those charges to up his point system. So they talked about assault. They talked about some of these other things. And he said, well, I was not found guilty of that. And she said, well, but you weren't found innocent of that either. Because you were.
Yeah, but what about the idea that we're innocent until proven guilty? And what about a jury that has the opportunity to be fully informed and understand all that and make a determination of what they think? The jury should be judging the law and its authenticity as well as the case before them. Thank you, Andrea. Ammon, final words yours, sir.
Well, just perverted justice. I mean, what can I say? This is not justice. This God did not get his day in court. He did not get a fair trial. The jury was lied to. It was known that it was lied to. And what are people to do? We throw our hands up and say, what are we to do?
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't really know what to say about this except for this. We will use everything within our scope of influence to create accountability with rogue agents in government, to prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. We intend to do our very best to have due process, speedy trials, fully informed juries, and we need to bring back the checks and balances that at one time made America great. And if Donald wants to make America great again, we're going to have to make America moral again. And if we're going to make America moral again, we're going to have to start with forcing government agents to quit lying and perjuring and lawyering up and arming themselves to the teeth against innocent citizens. It should be about the protection of life, liberty, and property. And sadly, America has done more than lost her way. And we've got to have good, honest patriots such as Ammon Bundy and others standing for the truth. And we've got to help them get out the truth. And we've got to support them in their quest, because today it's them, tomorrow it's you and I, ladies and gentlemen. Andrea, thank you.
Thank you, Sam, for having me.
You know we'll have you back. Ammon, our prayers are with you. We're so grateful you're free and back with your family, where the good Lord intends you to be. Tell your family we love them and hello. We'll do all we can to help. We'll have you back soon. We're not about to give up on this, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to now continue this, and we've got to create accountability. They literally tased Marcus Mumford in the courtroom. They're so abusive. Thanks, Ammon.
Thank you.
God save the Republic of the United States of America.